we have 16 vigils happening now nationwide throughout Ireland. We've grown since our last vigil that took place in February. We've increased it by 11 more vigils. It's starting to become a nationwide campaign, and people are really starting to get behind the campaign and momentum. And it's very important for the people of Donegal to get behind this campaign. Donegal, as Letterkenny, and a lot of people know, has suffered a lot under the years of austerity. And recently we've seen Letterkenny Hospital reaching capacity. And the question has left then to remain, where do people go when hospitals reach capacity? Are people vulnerable at home when they hear these kind of things, press releases coming out, statements coming out in the media? Where do people are getting worried, most vulnerable people are suffering in society as a result of the health service and the lists, and it's time we had to take action.
And this follows a very large turnout to a previous vigil. Are you confident that these protests and vigils will have an effect on the government's overall response to the health crisis?
Yeah, well, I think the fact that Donegal had such a big attendance is stationary to the other vigils that are now taking place. We've more than doubled the amount of vigils that are taking place. People are starting to see the Still Waiting campaign as a campaign similar to other campaigns like Right the Water, where People Power has forced the government to reverse back on those charges. And we believe that People Power again could bring changes to our health service. It'll not happen overnight, but hopefully we could try and create positive changes within the health service.